me, creativity, definitely. I graduated with a degree in the arts, but
yeah.
We have to use it for the right purposes. We have to use it in glorifying God, and I don't think building up, you know, fleshly pride or fleshly, like, making things, because I know in my classes, they would always puff me up, like, you're a good artist, you're good at this, wow, you're so good, like, that's all pride.
Talking to a security guard from Catholic Viterbo University.
So, we're called to go out and preach the gospel, we're called to go out.
Did you cover the gospel with him?
I didn't yet.
Cover the gospel with him. He needs it.
I would say, I used to be a Lutheran as well, and I got pulled out of that. The biblical gospel is placing your faith in Jesus Christ, but not only that, you have to repent and come out of the world, because whoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Amen.
So coming out of the world, dropping all of your pride, I used to dress really proud. I used to wear all sorts of different stuff. I used to have relationships with friends that were so worldly, relationships with my family that wouldn't obey the gospel. I had to drop all of that and pursue Jesus Christ, because we're supposed to pursue him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
And after that, he gives you his Holy Spirit. You're born again. You have to be born again. God has to give you his Holy Spirit. And then you walk in truth, because he's guiding you into all truth.
Sounds to me like what you're saying is salvation has nothing to do with a man-made religion, whether it's Roman Catholic, evangelical, water baptized when you're a baby. It has to do with following Jesus biblically.
Yes. Yeah, it's adhering to the scripture. You have to search the scriptures and make sure you're actually saved, because I thought I was saved for 25 years of my life. I wasn't until I started digging into the scriptures, reading it, seeing the simplicity that's in Christ, repenting of my sin. And I care about you, that's why I'm telling you.
Well, here's the thing. I respect what you guys are doing. I respect what you believe in and, you know, what you're trying to tell people here. But there are certain times and places for things like this.
Did Jesus get into trouble everywhere he went preaching?
He did, yeah.
Did Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Did John the Baptist?
Yeah.
I think we're going to be like them. We're going to preach the truth, and it's going to cause trouble no matter where you do it.
Oh, yeah.
You're living a comfy Roman Catholic life, and you're going to lose your soul.
Oh, you know me?
Unless you turn from it.
You know
I know the Roman Catholic theology.
Okay.
Confess to a priest, pray to Mary, say some rosary, drink what's supposedly his literal blood, and eat his real body. These are all pagan symbols. Your popes killed 50 million people in the Dark Ages. I hope you can sleep with your head on a pillow at night well, knowing that. And today the Pope would kill people if he could get away with it.
Did he tell you what my religion was?
He can't. You're representing Viterbo, so I'm assuming you go along with Roman Catholics. Are you not Roman Catholic?
You don't have to be a Roman Catholic to go to school or to work here.
Okay, so you're not Roman Catholic. Why don't you share with my brother what you are and tell us your faith system then?
I'm a Christian.
What's your faith system? Where do you go on Sunday? Who do you practice with? Who are you united to?
I don't usually go to church on Sundays.
You don't go to church at all? So what are you doing with your life for Christ if you don't attend a man-made religious service, which I'm not telling you you have to? What do you do for your life then?
I treat everybody equally.
Right. Are you obeying the gospel? Does the Bible talk about obeying the gospel?
Yeah, you have to obey it. You have to endure it until the end as well.
Well, I'm not here to debate religion with you guys. I just have gotten complaints about you disrupting the event here. So,
you know what? They're disrupting my life because they're worldly and they're carnal. I'd like to put a complaint in.
They're minding their own business.
And that's what we're doing. Thank you.
You're not minding your own business.